Money FM 89.3, best of the breakfast huddle.
I want to take you back in time to just December last year when the International Air Transport Association, or IATA, was expecting the airline industry to register a net profit of $42.3 billion this year.
Gosh, how things have changed. In fact, they've taken a drastic turn since then. And 2020 will not look like a good year for the aviation industry. Of course, due to the COVID-19 outbreak, many airlines then taking drastic measures. Here at home, Scoot has grounded most of its flights. That's to more than 50 destinations for now. Emirates and Etihad will stop flying passengers for 2 weeks from tomorrow. And this is because of local restrictions.
Our very own Singapore Airlines has not been spared from the repercussions of this outbreak as well. In fact, according to a DBS Group Research report forecast, SIA is projected to post losses amounting to $1.26 billion in fiscal year 2021 before interest and taxes, and a 25% decline in revenue year on year.
Just yesterday, the airline announced that management will take a deeper pay cut, while other employers, including captains, will have to take a week of compulsory no-pay leave every month. SIA's Chief Executive Officer, Go Chun Fong, has said that SIA management will take a second round of pay cuts.
This is all looking very familiar to 2008. Well, he himself is taking that 30% pay cut from 1st of April instead of a 15% as previously announced. This announcement was made just hours after SIA said it was cutting 96% of its scheduled capacity till the end of April and grounding 138 out of 147 SIA and Silk Air aircraft. So that's just 9 in operation.
It's amazing. But the questions are, will this be enough for SIA to survive the crisis? And is there a possibility of national airlines being nationalized?
On the line with us this morning is Shukor Yusuf, founder and analyst at Enda Analytics. Shukor, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm good. Thanks very much.
Thanks a lot for taking the time to help us out. Very tough times that we live in. In your opinion, sir, is this COVID-19 outbreak the worst that the aviation industry has seen since 9/11 or perhaps even SARS? Is it worse than those two?
It is indeed. I think we in the industry have never seen anything like this COVID-19 for a very, very long time. And the uncertainty that he has brought about to the industry is really, really, really unimaginable. I think by far it pales in comparison to, we're talking about 9/11, SARS, even the financial crisis of 2008. If you put that all together, I think even those three couldn't compare to what we're seeing now, which has the ability now to decimate the entire industry.
Wow. They're very, very strong words, Shukor. Let's talk then about Singapore's national airline. We've got Singapore Airlines. We know, we love it. But DBS Group Research has put out this forecast about projected losses amounting to 1.26 billion Sing dollars in the fiscal year 2021 before interest and taxes. That also comes with a 25% decline in revenue year on year. I mean, walk us through the picture for Singapore Airlines. Given this report, given the current situation?
It is very grim for SIA and indeed for the rest of the industry. I mean, SIA has always been seen as a bellwether in this industry. And you can imagine if SIA is screaming and shuddering from this crisis, I mean, what more the others who are less well-managed and less financially capable? So it's a huge impact on the industry. And I think the losses that have been projected by many investment houses, I think we don't really know. It is certainly within the realm of possibility if this goes on indefinitely to the end of the year, where some scientists are predicting. Again, SIA has been a very prudent, very profitable carrier throughout its history. And to see an airline like that suffer is very, very, very and surreal, in fact. And so I think what we're looking at is that many, many other airlines throughout the region will suffer far more greater than SIA.
Yeah, it's also a very unfamiliar feeling because they've never made an annual loss before, so it's something new for them. Shukar, I want to talk about this internal memo that was seen by several news agencies. SIA said it reached an agreement with its unions for a set of cost-cutting measures. This is supposed to affect 10,000 members of the public. Does this mean, or how likely is it that SIA doesn't go to the extreme measure of retrenchment, just sort of no paid leave first and try and ride out the storm? What are your thoughts on this?
I think SIA has always been a very responsible carrier as far as maintaining staff is concerned. I think that would be retrenching its employees would be the last option for the airline when they consider all the options on the table. At the same time, I think we are clearly in uncharted territory. This crisis is unrivaled, unmatched in anything that we've seen before. So the CEO and his management team would have to consider the survival of the airline. And if it means having to retrench or to furlough staff, that would be inevitable, I suppose, for the longer-term viability and sustainability of the carrier. But at the same time, I would imagine they will do whatever they can in their capability to withstand this crisis and try to reduce the impact on their own people.
We're speaking to Shukar Yusuf. He's founder and analyst at Endow Analytics, and we are looking at all of the big changes afoot in the aviation industry right now. So one of the options that we understand SIA is considering, Shukar, is storing some of its planes, because obviously it's cutting capacity from the network. There is no demand for travel. Why this move? Will it actually work?
It would. I mean, airlines do not have any other choices other than to ground the aircraft because of the travel restrictions, the limitations that have been put in place by governments in many parts of the world. And so wide bodies, the huge aircraft that SIA flies, I mean, they fly to North America, to Europe, and now they've nowhere else to go. So they have no other option but to be grounded. And that is causing a huge burn rate to the carrier. And what this means is that a lot of the supply and the people that are indirectly connected to the running of those aircraft won't have many things to do. And so that puts into question what will happen to jobs and the supply chain.
What about the chances of airlines being nationalized by governments? I mean, like a big bailout or a takeover or something like that?
That is certainly being debated and considered throughout the world. In the U.S., the airlines have approached the Trump administration for bailout exceeding $60 billion U.S. dollars. Our neighbors here in Malaysia have nationalized their airline, Malaysia Airlines, a couple of years ago. And many other carriers, flag carriers, largely owned by their own government. For Singapore Airlines, I think everything is being considered. Temasek owns almost 60% of SIA, but SIA is largely very independent. They make all the decisions among themselves without any interference from its biggest shareholder. But at this stage, I think there is a clearly dire situation where they need help from the shareholder in terms of injecting an immediate cash infusion to tide things over.
Shukar, we've seen quite drastic things happening in Thailand. The president of Thai Airways International and the head of Suvarnabhumi International Airport, they've both quit their posts. Will we see this kind of thing happen in other countries? Could it happen in Singapore or other areas of Southeast Asia?
I think we could see more casualties, other carriers within the region and further afield. But here in Singapore, I suppose, you know, being SIA, they have a clear understanding of what they're doing. They're very, very prudent. They're very stoic. They do not do things recklessly. And so I have great faith that they will approach this very, very, in a rationalized way, very composed. And I don't think there will be any drastic decisions in terms of any sort of airline CEOs quitting or any you know, fallout that we've seen in other parts of Southeast Asia. So no, that's not going to happen. I think SIA will approach this very, very maturely and see what they need to prioritize and get on with it.
Yeah, we definitely want to see SIA survive this. But Shikor, I'm going to wrap things up with a bit of a reality check type of questions very broadly around the world. Shikor, do you expect to see an airline become bankrupt before June?
I expect to see many airlines being bankrupt in the next few weeks and months, because the burn rate at some of these carriers are just enormous and unsustainable. I mean, there are unconfirmed reports some of our carriers in the neighborhood are losing in excess of, you know, $4 or $5 million US dollars a day. So it's quite horrendous. And so the casualties, the airline fatalities, if you like, will considerably be very high as we go on with each passing week, each passing month. And that's very unfortunate, because that also means a lot of job losses, and the landscape for the industry will be completely changed.
We've been speaking with Shikor Yusuf, who is founder and analyst at Andow Analytics. Shikor, thank you so much for your analysis this morning, and you take care, yeah?
Thank you.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SPH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.